Mix 97. I'm Sean Kelly. Orlena Kane is off today. Birthday boy Jack Miller is in. He had a big birthday yesterday. And Sky the intern showed up out of the blue this morning to join us. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for the coffee and
just doing my intern duties.
Yeah. Miller, did you bring any of your birthday cake in this morning?
No, I sent it home with my granddaughter.
Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Sky, the intern, telling Jack and I this morning she applied to Loyalist College for September, course.
I applied to the television, filmmaking, and digital content creation course.
Wow.
Actually, you've been around here long enough that you might be able to actually teach it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was talking to someone who has done the course, and he was telling me a little bit about what the course is going to have and the stuff I'll have to do, and a lot of it kind of connects with the stuff that I do here.
Yeah, like you're going to be a straight A student there.
Yeah.
Good for you. When do you find out if you are accepted?
I'm not sure. I just applied on Friday, so it would be a September start. So.
Well, coming to Loyalist College, hopefully in September, Sky the intern.
Look out.
Yeah, with a lot of practical experience under your belt. That's great stuff.
I'm excited.
I feel a little off today with the clock change on the weekend, and I was reading a study that we can all feel a little off today. 75% of us will feel tired at work, and that has to do with the turning the clocks ahead on the weekend.
Yeah, you lose an hour's sleep. Yeah. And so probably for a lot of people, it takes a day or two just to kind of get into it. I was surprised. I woke up this morning, my usual time, 20 after 2. And, of course, your body is telling you it's 20 after 1.
Yeah.
But bottom line is I thought, well, I'd at least sleep till the alarm. And so I was lucky. A lot of people, it hits them hard.
Well, the average person won't crack a smile today until 11:16. There was a study done. 75%.
Then you're not doing your job.
Yeah, 75% will go to work today, burnt out, feeling tired. Average person will only manage 3.5 hours of true work today because of the time change.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Came in so chipper today. I was like, good morning, Shawnee. Here's your coffee.
Yeah.
And you got back what? Like a snore.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was in Ottawa. I took my daughter, Taylor, back to school. She was home for 3 weeks, and she's got a month left to university, like every other university kid. And it was kind of emotional coming home. I was thinking about it because over the pandemic, I've been blessed to have both of the kids home, Liam and Taylor, studying online for university. But Taylor has got her own place now with three other university students, and they take over the home May 1st, so she'll come back in April and get a few things, and she's got a job already in Ottawa for the summer.
Oh, good for her.
But it's like,
you're a half-empty nester.
Yeah. Like, and I was thinking about that coming home yesterday, that I won't see her as much, and still not the same with Facebook Live or texting. It's not the same.
But. Welcome to the next phase of your life.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah,
said I was emotional. Now you're saying, like, you know, using it as comedy.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm moving April 1st into co-op housing through the program I'm living in.
Yeah.
And it's kind of bittersweet. Like, I'm happy to be moving on, but I'm going to miss, like, the dynamics of the house and, like, having staff around all the time. So
they're like family.
Yeah, and it's not really going to be the same once I move out. It'll be
different. So where are you going to? Like, what's the new home going to be?
It's on Ann Street, so it's my own house, and I'll have two other roommates.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'll be a little more independent, but.
Well, you talk about the next phase of your life, and I was just sort of, I was kidding, but I wasn't a few minutes ago when you talked about the birthday cake and sending it home with my granddaughter, Courtney.
Yeah.
And just the fact that she was going to her own place, and she's just wrapping up at Loyalist College.
Oh, really?
She's in the HR program at Loyalist, and so she's doing it there and doing very well. But just that whole, your young granddaughter is now, you know,
living on
her own,
and
still relying on her mother and her grandparents quite a bit. But bottom line is, it's the next phase.
Exactly. Emotional time here, Jack. So if I'm falling apart, pick me up, okay?
Well, I thought I just did. All right.